In South Dakota, Bill Janklow has been prominent on the political landscape since 1974. That's when he was first elected Attorney General. In 1978, he became governor and served the maximum two consecutive terms. In 1994, he returned to politics and won two more terms as governor. And then, 2 years ago, he won the state's only seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. This week, Bill Janklow is prominent in the South Dakota news for another reason. On Saturday afternoon, he was driving his Cadillac DeVille and crashed into a motorcyclist who was killed. According to a local prosecutor, Representative Janklow had run a stop sign. Kurt Nickisch is a reporter at South Dakota Public Radio in Sioux Falls. And, Kurt, what more do we know about the crash?
It happened at an intersection of two paved county highways in a rural section of eastern South Dakota. And at this intersection, north and southbound traffic has a stop sign, has to stop, and the east and westbound traffic has the right of way. The other thing to know about this intersection is that there is a field of corn, and some of it's about 8 feet high, right on that corner. And so it's difficult for anyone to see across until you kind of peer out into the intersection. And of course, by the same token, it would have been difficult for the motorcycle driver to react when he saw a car pull out in front of him.
Do people there expect Congressman Janklow to be charged in this accident?
It appears that he will be charged. The local prosecutor, by indicating that Janklow had run the stop sign, makes it somewhat clear that Congressman Janklow is at least partially at fault for the accident. We don't know a lot of other details, though. We don't know how fast he was driving, and we don't know how fast the motorcycle was going. And the district attorney, and here they're called the state's attorney, he said he's going to wait for the final investigation to be complete before he files charges. And those could range from something like reckless or careless driving all the way up to vehicular homicide if alcohol was involved.
And so far, we don't know if there was any alcohol involved, I gather.
That's right. They suspect it wasn't a factor for either driver.
Mr. Janklow, though, had a pretty bad driving record, at least until a few years ago.
Between 1990 and 1994, he got 12 speeding tickets. One of them was for going 90 miles an hour in a 65 zone. He's also legendary for his lead foot. He joked about it a lot. He spoke about it in addresses to the state legislature. And the point he always made was that he always paid his fines.
Bill Janklow, he is a pretty big deal in South Dakota, no? I mean, this is a major political figure in your state.
He is. He's a titanic figure, a four-term governor who went on to the House of Representatives and was reportedly considering running for Senate next year. I think one reason he was so attractive to voters is because of his bravado. You know, when he ran for Congress, he was asked, how was he going to represent South Dakota's interests? Because South Dakota has one lone congressman, and there are 435 in the House of Representatives. And he said, me against, you know, 434, that's a fair fight.
And how big a story is this right now in the state?
It's huge. And I think one of the reasons it captured everybody's attention so dramatically is because this accident seems to fit in with that very characteristic of being a little bit of a maverick and living by his own rules. And so I've been amazed at what I've heard from people, even many of his supporters, and they've just wondered, has the law caught up to him this time?
Kurt Nickisch, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure.
Reporter Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio speaking to us from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.